This is a Pod Dealers Network podcast.
What is TWS podcast, episode whatever, who cares at this point?
The ransom, the vindicated.
It's my podcast and I do what I want to.
People, listen.
Word, is it still alive?
It's not working for me, Rich. All right, we're going to keep going.
I know I changed my voice at work.
Bars on the radio.
What is TWS podcast?
I'm ready. I feel like the end is staring at my watch and I'm feeling so new school.
Suicide attempts, how many tries to take?
Damn, ready.
One said I'm too noble for simple love. Said the other, have you ever been noble enough? But never mind, clever fool, I love you still. It's a fear you tend to clutch, trying to crush my will. See, it's the moments like these, you remember to breathe. Forget the scenery and remember to flee. Forget the magic, remember to sleep. Soft cloaks, dangerous charms, and the truth too wide for the blinds to hide.
Find solace in the thought that the light is not afraid of the dark. That part. Hey, welcome to another episode of the What Is TWS podcast. As always, I'm your boy J.Dot Flam, representing the White Pants Society, and I must start by thanking you, first and foremost, for taking whatever time out of your day to come and chill with me, listen to my random ramblings, whatever it is we do here. You could be anywhere else in the world, but you're here with me, and I greatly, greatly appreciate that. Man, had to start with that one this week. I've been wanting to play something from the album for forever, and I feel like I might get in trouble for doing it, but that's from the latest Black Star album, No Fear of Time. I think right now it's for sale on like Bandcamp or something like that. It was on Luminary as an exclusive for a long time, so I still haven't been in a position where I can like talk to anybody about the album because most people I know haven't heard it. But yeah, that's a dope song right there. Most stuff got a lot of quotables. I'm sorry, Yasiin Bey, my bad. But yeah, I think we're gonna do one of my favorite things this week, but we'll get to that. As always, you know what we got to do first, the Sheffield's report, and this is an interesting one.
Out of Pepe.
Yes, sir, I am, and it's trying times for Dad right now. So yeah. So earlier this week, and somebody just pointed this out to me moments before I sat down to record this, that my daughter has not really given her consent to her business being out there, but you know, in my defense, I feel like at 7, you shouldn't have business. So the fact that she has been, I'm going to talk about it. We'll settle up whenever it's time to settle up, Elise. But you put me through things and I don't have nobody else to talk to about it. So here we are. Anyway, her mom hit me up earlier this week and or last week and let me know that my daughter had started talking about potentially going on a date or something like that. Again, 7. Second grade, I'm not ready. Thought I had plenty of time for any of this, but fucking here we are. You know, when you make plans, God is known to laugh, that type of situation. So anyway, yeah, my daughter is supposed to be going on a date this weekend, and this is the weekend that I have her. So I got all kinds of questions. So I see her at soccer practice on Thursday, and I bring up, you know, so what's going on with this date? Like, I figured it was just understood. When you tell Dad that his 7-year-old daughter is talking about going on a date, he's going to have questions and it's going to get brought up. Like, this is not something you can just tell me and I'm like, oh, okay, I'll sit on that as to not make anybody uncomfortable. Pause. But, you know, that wasn't going to happen. I just assumed everybody understood that wasn't going to happen. But I see her and I bring it up and she immediately, you know, goes into, you know, super shy, like, oh my God, I can't believe you just said that. And, her mom is looking at me like, oh, my God, I can't believe you just said that, whatever. And I ain't get it. But, you know, so I thought I kind of messed it up. I shut it down and not shut down the date, but I just shut down like my daughter talking to me about it. And I was like, damn, you know, my bad. But luckily, you know, I guess I'm just that cool of a pops that when we did get our visit on Friday, we in the grocery store and my daughter decides to, you know, she's whispering, being very coy about it, but she's like, you know, Dad, you know, that thing that you mentioned the other day. And I was like, I'm not going to say the word again. I'm like, yeah, that thing, what you talking about? She's like, you know, the date. I'm like, yeah, the date. Yeah. She was like, I kind of need to talk to you about it. I'm like, all right. And she was very like, you know, it was kind of cute. even though it's my 7-year-old talking to me about dating, you know, it was kind of cute. She didn't want to talk to me about it in an aisle that had people in it. So we had to find an aisle that nobody else was in. And if we found an aisle where nobody else was in, and then somebody came into the aisle when she was getting ready to go into her spiel, it was like, nah, we gotta, you know, we gotta move. So we finally found a spot, and she decides to start talking to me about this. So she let me know that there's a boy in the class that has a crush on her. And she also let me know that it's reciprocal. Like, she has a crush on him as well. And I was like, oh, okay. Not cool beans, but cool beans. Like, yeah, okay. You know, tell me more. And we had a dope, like, daddy-daughter conversation. I was glad that she was willing to, you know, talk to me or feel comfortable talking to me about it. You know, she told me that she's a boy in her class. They sit together. You know, they talk about what they're going to be when they grow up. And they got plans to be, like, this scientist team. He's going to be a paleontologist. She's going to be a biologist. So he could study the bones or she could study the animals. And it's like they was having this whole, like, power couple conversation. Sounded very dope, you know, very sweet. I asked her, you know, was he nice? You know, and he's nice. I asked her, was he smart? And she thought he was smart. And so I think at one point I asked her, like, well, what does she like about him? And she was like, yeah, no more questions. Cut it off. Like, the press conference over. We out of here. And so, I mean, I walked away from it like, all right, I'm not necessarily cool with this, you know, concept of dating. But she's 7 and maybe she's just talking about stuff she don't understand. It is what it is. At least it's a nice kid or whatever. Maybe I get to meet him at some point and we can try to understand what's going on in this 7-year-old melodrama, whatever's happening in this classroom. I need to talk to the teacher. Like, this is out of pocket. But anyway, then another day goes by and she decides to tell me more. And at this point is when it gets to, like, I might have to fuck a little kid up. Like, so she's telling me that she starts using the L word, that he told her he's in love with her. And it sounded like she didn't say it in so many words, but it definitely sounded like that was also reciprocated. So, you know, anger level rising. And then she told me that her friend, another little girl in the class, is also in love with this kid. And that his response to finding out that this other little girl was in love with him was, cool, I get to have 2 girlfriends. You know what I'm saying? Now I'm on, like, somebody that gotta die type time. Like, I gotta, either the father gonna have to see, somebody gonna have to see me at this point. Like, you know, it's bad enough y'all in here talking about being in love with each other, but now we doing polyamorous relationships and everything. We got love triangles and stuff. Like, nah, this is, we way, but I'm trying to play it cool because my daughter's willing to talk to me. So let me just listen. And so I start having a conversation with her about, you know, what does in love mean to you? And she didn't have an answer. So she asked me, and I'm giving her my definition of it. And I'm asking her, like, how's she going to feel if, you know, if dude spends more time with the other girl? Like, is she cool with this or whatever? Like, you don't want, I feel like at some point in your life, you start compromising on standards. If you start off at, like, polyamory, like, you know, like, he can have another woman. Like, that's not a good starting point. Like, let's raise the bar. What has dad done wrong? Like, this is one of them moments where, you know, you feel like, you know, my only job is to keep her off the pole. And I feel like she's, you know, if you already in some polyamorous stuff at 7, I'm trending in the wrong direction. Like, what is dad not showing you, you know, that I need to be showing you about what to expect from a dude? So I got work to do. But I'm at least trip the little kid up when I see him. Like, I'm not going to hurt him or do nothing like that. But if I see him walking, he's going to fall. Like, he's going to fall. Mom and dad, like, and whatever. I pick him up. I help him back up. But he's going to fall. I just need him to understand it's consequences to your actions. And you know, if I want to get to you, I can get to you. This needs to be clear. But maybe I'll have a conversation with mom and dad or something and try to understand what their little playboy son is doing in the 2nd grade with my daughter. But I take it back. I've said this before on the show. Tell your son, keep his crusty ass lips off my daughter. It better stay little cute. It's not even cute, but whatever this bullshit that they don't, it better stay 7-year-olds not understanding what they're saying. If it turns into anything beyond that, we got issues. But that's my life right now as a dad. It's soccer and my daughter in a polyamorous relationship in the second grade. So I didn't get the tent. I didn't get my little rocking chair that I planned on. All of that like went out the window once I got this information. But I feel like the situation that I'm in currently allowed me to listen to what she had to say without losing my shit, which was very, very difficult. I'm making it sound easier than it was. It took everything in me when she started this whole conversation. When she said in love, and I'm saying, you know, I wanted some things needed to happen. I needed to punch a wall or something. I needed to throw her. Like, just like, what did you say? Like, that's, you know what I'm saying? I get in trouble with her for saying the S word all the time, which is stupid, by the way. Not what you're thinking. I get in trouble for saying the S word all the time. I should have been like, nah, you don't use the L word around me. But that would have made it weird. So I didn't do that. But if y'all got advice on how I should handle that situation or how you handle such a situation, I'm more than open to it because I'm trying to be a peace-loving man. But I'm not. I don't feel like I'm getting the opportunity these days. People is trying me. And now this little dude, y'all pray for him. Anyway, that's your Chef Elise report.
Out of Pepe.
I am still proud to be, but we having a moment. Anyway, all right. So I did that. We got that out the way. I really didn't have an idea for this episode, which is part of the reason why it's so late. The other reason why it's so late is T-Mobile's fault. So you can call and complain to them. But when I finally decided, you know, I'm going to do something and I'm not going to sit here and talk about my daughter's thing for 30 minutes because that would have drove me crazy. I decided I'm going to do one of my favorite things. So let's go ahead and do something we've done a couple times before. You gotta play the theme music first.
Yo, why your girl get giddy when my name come up? How come the industry build careers that don't last? How come niggas don't know but they front and don't ask? Man, I don't know. I don't know. It's the questions. It's the questions. It's the questions. Come on, the questions. It's the questions, y'all. All right, so more most deaf. More most deaf. But
could you ever have too much? That sound pause. All right, we'll move on. Anyway, I'm gonna do some questions real quick. So let's see what we got. First question: would you like to be proudest of your accomplishments or your character? That one's an easy one for me, but that's a recent development. Most definitely my character. You know, I know people who accomplish great things. They accomplish them at other people's expenses, or they accomplish them in ways that damage their character. You know, you can be the richest man in the world and be seen as an asshole. You know, ask Elon Musk. He could tell you. But that's not what I want. I'm very much in these days concerned with my character. I think my idea of eternal life is being remembered and being remembered fondly, like never dying, because who you were to certain people in the world gets passed on from generation to generation. Even long after they've forgotten your name, a part of who you were or how you treated people still exists in the world. So my character's first, you know, accomplishments, I think they come. If you're a good person, like, you are going to accomplish great things, even if those great things are just, being a support system for the person who actually does accomplish something, whatever. I do the whole thing with the butterfly effect. Like, everybody wants to be, you know, the tsunami or the thunderstorm in Times Square, whatever they say is the end result. But sometimes you might just be the butterfly that flapped its wings in China and set the whole chain of events in motion. So that's cool. And you can do that. Next question. What would you love to find at a yard sale? I don't want to sound like this, but I don't want your used shit. Like, Raw is the only person that seems to have this idea of like vintage stuff being super cool. I don't want your stuff. Like, I just don't. Like, I can't imagine something. Unless I was one of them people who just know how to pick out antiques and it's a come up, like, I don't want the item. I just want the item so I can sell the item for more than you selling it. I don't want your shit. Like, keep it. Whatever. Next question. If you live to be 100, would you rather have a sharp mind or a fit body? That is a tough question because my uncle, who was a firefighter, like one of the manliest men I've ever known in my life, he had a stroke a couple years ago, and his body, you know, isn't fit. Like, he can't do anything for himself. He can't hold the cards to play cards with his family. He can't brush his teeth. He can't, you know, inject his insulin. Like, he can't do anything for himself, but his mind is still there. And that seems like that's got to be torture. Like, I can just see it on his face. Like, that's torture for him to be able to think, and he's aware and he knows what's going on, but he can't communicate properly. He can't take care of himself. He has to be helped to do everything. I could imagine that being, but what would be the purpose of a fit body and your brain gone? Like, neither one of them sounds good, but I don't want to be trapped inside my own mind. So I guess I'll go with the fit body over the sharp mind. Let's see. Next question. What's the worst job you ever had? That one's easy. I did telemarketing as one of my first jobs. I was selling credit card machines to businesses over the phone. And so I would be calling like restaurants at noon during the lunch rush. And if you ever want to get cussed out in the most creative ways possible, please interrupt a restaurant's business during the lunch rush trying to sell them some shit that they probably already have. But I'm trying to sell them like credit card processing machines, and these people was not interested in that shit at all, or the fact that I rang their phone, or the fact that they probably told the person they talked to about this previously to take me off that list. So I was all kinds of bitches and all, you know, it was real. I used to have nightmares, you know, when I would come home that I was on the phone and I couldn't remember like what I had just said or what they had just said, and like trying to freestyle it like that. I worked that job for like 2 weeks and I quit. Next question. If you could do something dangerous just once with no risk, what would you do? I think I've answered this one on this show before, but I want to be in a shootout. I've watched enough action movies. If there was no risk, if I knew the bullets was just flying and I couldn't get hit, I want to do some John Woo type shit. Like, I just want to get out there and dive in slow motion with doves flying around me while I'm like, you know, busting off shots. Pause. But yeah, that'd be what it is. It had to be cinematic and stuff. It couldn't be no regular shootout. Like, it had to be dope. Anyway, next question. If you could be brilliant in one subject, which would you choose? I got to think about that one. Because I'm brilliant as shit as it is right now. But if there was one subject, I guess something financial. You know, why not make some money? If I could be, maybe not. Like, I don't know. I want to change the world in some kind of way. If I could, I don't know. If I could be like a Cornel West, what is he brilliant at? Just philosophy in general? Should we go with that? Let's go with philosophy. Yeah, we're going to do that. Next question. Would you choose to be the worst player on a winning team or the best player on a losing team? Yeah, now I'm trying to win. I can't stand to lose. I like to be the best at whatever I do. But if being the best comes at the cost of like winning, like you got to lose all the time, fuck that. I'm trying to win. As y'all know, very toxic. Anyway, next question. What was the best TV sitcom ever? It didn't last long, but I loved the show. I thought it was relevant. You know, it spoke on, you know, social issues, but was funny as hell and had just one of the dopest ensembles of, is that the word? I don't know. But the cast and the comedians that were all on that same show, David Alan Greer, Lil Ray, what's the other chick? I don't know her name anymore. I don't know why I don't know her name. But she does all the stuff with Kevin Hart. But they were all on the show together, and, you know, Gerard Carmichael. It was the Gerard Carmichael show. I would say that, to me, that's the best sitcom ever. Like, I really had high hopes for that show. I wish I understood why it went away, but, you know, Gerard does what he does. I do feel like there's no way Gerard Carmichael and Jared Flanagan could be, like, relevant at the same time. So one of us had to take the fall. Appreciate you, bro. Next question. How would you like to spend your elder years? Hating somebody. That's what I don't know. I look forward to, like, I was around relatives that was 70 and 80 years old and married and couldn't stand each other and just seemed to take so much joy in getting on each other's nerves. And that seems like a whole hell of a lot of fun. Like, I don't know, I'm probably saying something I shouldn't be saying, you know, for the people who may be listening, but it sounds like fun to me. I would like to love someone so much that I know, you know, we together, we ain't going nowhere. We made it this far, we might as well rock it out. Let's just see what I can do to get on your nerves today. And maybe you do the same thing. Yeah, I think it'd be cool. I'll probably do two more. Next question. What would you like to learn how to do? I do IT for a living. You can't tell me shit about computers. Next question. Do you tend to live in the past, present, or future? That's a good one. If I have to answer the question, because they only gave me those three options, probably the future. But I'm working very hard to learn how to live in the now. How to, you know, as a part of my recovery, one of the things I learned was, you know, all of the things that bother us usually exist in one of those places. They exist in the past where you can't do anything about it. They exist in a future that you've made up and probably doesn't exist. Or they exist in somebody else's head. So I guess one of the options was the present. I made it seem like that wasn't there. So I go with the present. But my problems don't exist in the present. Normally in the present, if I'm in this moment, everything is fine. You know, I'm not hungry. I'm not tired. I'm not cold. I'm not hot. You know, I got people I could talk to if I need it. I got a job. You know, I know where my next meal is coming from. In this very moment, I have everything I need. I only get in trouble when I step outside. So in the present. And I think I got time for one more question. And this was a special one. So Wusa, here we go. I was asked based on my last episode. So one of my new listeners asked, their question was, how do you really feel? Or, you know, can you explain your true feelings about this new person in your life? And I thought very hard about like how I was going to answer this question. As crazy as it might sound, I'm a private person. You know, I know I talk a lot about my life and I tell all my daughter's business and all that good stuff on this show, but I'm very much a private person. And I know like the smoke I'm inviting by like answering this question, but I kind of want to answer the question and I'm cool with the smoke. So as much as I want to do it, I'm going to let my homie Levi Stevens do it. How do I feel about this new woman in my life?
I'm in love.
Yeah, and I know what you're thinking. I know what you're thinking. And you're right. You're right. It sounds crazy. I ain't going to say it isn't crazy, but it is what it is. Like, if I was my friend listening to me say I'm in love with, you know, this woman that I've just met, you know, don't know. I feel like I know her very well. We just haven't known each other very long. It feels like longer than it actually is. But if I was my friend listening to me say something like that, I'd be like, dawg, you have lost what little sense you had left. Like, yo, fuck is wrong with you? But it is what it is. In the immortal words of Yasiin Bey, who started out the episode, the doubter's doubts about it never made it untrue. Like, I understand why somebody would look at that as crazy. And that still doesn't mean that that's not what's happening. What would be crazy, and I feel like I gotta like point this out, what would be crazy would be if I was revealing this truth, you know, in this episode. But no, this is something, you know, she and I have talked about, and it's reciprocated, and it's a good place. It's a good place. Again, you know, I know that I'm sure this is the question that's going to spark more questions. Or, you know, I'm going to get the flame, need to chill type thing. And, you know, and I appreciate your concern. I really do. So go ahead and, you know, send your shots. It's all good. I love you for it. But, you know, it is what it is. This is how I feel. I think I knew all along that I had really drawn this line in the sand and I had reached a place where I was not willing to compromise. So whatever was going to be that thing that could possibly, you know, pull me out of that space in terms of how I was viewing relationships, was going to have to be everything that I wanted. And I was unwilling to compromise because I felt like I was, there was no leverage. I was good where I was. I didn't need to get out of my space and was willing to jump on whatever train came along first that would take me out of there. Now I was good where I was. And if I was, it was going to have to be more attractive on that side than where I was to pull me over there. And, you know, and that's really what happened. I found something that was everything that I wanted and several things that I didn't know I wanted. And now I can't be without. So it is crazy. It is crazy. It's confusing. It's scary. But at this point, man, I'm in. I'm all in. Pause, whatever you want to say. But I look forward to the future and talking to you guys more about it. And I don't know. More will be revealed as time goes, but I'm in a good space and I don't know.
You can love me or hate me, eat out all.
Send your smoke. I'm ready. Whatever. I know I'm crazy, but I am the way I am, Savage. Speaking to you, I am the fucking way I am. It just, I can't say it enough. It is what it is. And with that being said, get the fuck out of here. Appreciate y'all for listening. If you made it this far, you the real MVP. Got new merch in the merch store. We got some happy hour shirts. We got some all on the table shirts. I'm redoing a lot of the hoodies because I'm not using the Champion brand for a lot of things. So got to redo some of those. All the Champion stuff has been removed. But that also is what it is. But I still think the hoodies are dope. And hoodie season is coming. I know it may be fall where you are, but it's not where I am. So shut the fuck up about your temperatures. It's like, I think this is, we got a 7-day span where we're not going to hit triple digits. And that's a cold front in Texas. So I don't want to hear about your 70, 60 degree windbreaker weather. Fuck you. It's still hot in Texas. But it will be hoodie season where you are soon. So if you're going to say something, at least cop a hoodie. And then, you know, feel free. Speak freely. Talk all you want to. I won't care. But yeah, hit up the merch store. Right now, we're still doing the algorithm coupon codes, or coupon code algorithm. I can't spell now. ALGORITHM will get you 20% off your entire order. Again, hoodie season is coming, so that'll switch up soon. But for right now, algorithm is your code, 20% off. Help me, I would say take Chef Elise to Disney World, but at this point, we might need therapy or something. I think we need to talk to somebody about this love in the second grade. And that's weird. The way I tried to use my situation to make myself more relatable to my daughter. She's talking to me about this boy, and I was like, you know what? You want to hear something funny, Elise? Like, Dad has a crush too. And she stopped the conversation. We was eating. She put her food down and she looked at me and she's like, excuse me, Dad. I need to go wash my eyeballs. And I was like, what? Just, I don't know where this kid gets this stuff from. Like, first of all, what your eyeballs got to do with anything? But I get the joke that you're trying to make, but she's too damn grown for 7 years old. But yeah, but you know, the situation I'm in has, you know, allowed me to listen to her nonsense and not get so pissed. So everything happens for a reason. It is what it is. But yeah, I'm in love, and y'all know now. So do with that what you will. And until we speak again, be safe, be easy, be the light. And know this, if you know nothing else, the doubters' doubts about it never made it untrue. Don't matter what they say, if you know it to be true, run with it. You know what I mean? I don't do that whole living your truth because it's only one. But if you believe it in your heart, run with it. And I fucking love you. Holla.
Last call for alcohol. Yeah. If this is it, like if this is the last joint, if this is the last hurrah, it's the last call for alcohol, baby. I gotta say, whether you knew it or not, it's pretty much at the finest bar establishment, the finest spirits and libations y'all could have had, baby. You might realize it now, you might have realized it back then, you might realize it later.
Love.